Do you want to feel alive?
Hey everyone, welcome back. I'm Whiskey.
And I'm Charlie.
And this is Whiskey and Charlie.
On the bricks.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Whiskey and Charlie.
Hey, hey.
So today we're going to talk about 80s horror movies.
Horror.
Yep.
Ooh.
So we've scoured the world of the internet.
I think there's a lot more horror movies of the 80s than there was anything else.
Yeah. We're just focusing on the good ones, at least from our opinion.
Was there any? No, there were a couple.
There were many.
There were a couple. No,
there were a lot of terrible horror movies.
There were a lot more horrible ones than there were good. We tried.
We should just do the worst, the most horriblest horror movies.
We are actually next week going to do the worst
movies
of the
80s.
So that'll be fun. But no, horror, which is kind of a hard genre for me.
Yeah.
Because I tend to avoid such movies because I have an overactive imagination. You know.
So I grew up with horror movies. I watched a lot of them. I still watch a lot of them.
I know you like them.
I do. It's one of my favorite genres of movies.
Oh, I can't. If it gives me anxiety, I'm done.
So I just enjoy things that are, I don't know.
Okay, do you prefer
out of the normal?
Do you prefer like slasher flicks, or do you prefer the phantom killer or demons?
I prefer more of the, I don't know. I can't say slasher or demon, or I prefer the ones that
scare you.
Are, well, I prefer the ones that are cerebral, like ones that, you know, like get you right at the back of your skull, you know,
with a hammer. No, I kind of get that because you like the ones that really make your brain go, wait, what?
Yeah. Like, you know, it's not necessarily a shock factor. It's more about the kind of not knowing what it is, you know, they like, I like the things that, I don't know, like the darker ones, you know?
Yeah, you do. You like the more twisted ones.
Yeah, like that, what was that one we watched recently? The, with the Norse gods where they were in the, like, Swedish forest.
God. We got to remember the name of that because
that was Norwegian
so good.
Forest.
No, they were in Sweden.
That one was really good.
It was a bunch of British friends.
Yeah.
Trying to cheer one another up or something.
And it was more than it just being, like, a scary creature. Like, it was the way they, like, it was like the Blair Witch.
Yeah.
Idea where you just really, like, something terrifying is out there.
Right. Well,
but
it's
you
a folklore.
Never really know what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like one of those urban legend folklores that the Swedish people in the north know about.
Yeah.
So they all avoid that area, but.
So,
no, like, I think a good story, whether it be scary or not, I like a good, meaty story. I'm a story person.
And, you know, one of my favorite movies to this day is the REC, the Wreck movie.
Yeah, still, I don't, no, I think I watched that with you. That was the foreign one.
Yeah. I'm trying to remember, that's the one where they're in the apartment, I
with
believe.
The outbreak.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then the.
That's a good one.
Yeah, the other one. I can't remember the other one, but it, oh, VHS. That was the other one.
But the foreign one's better because it's a little creepier.
I just,
not
I like
knowing
those
what they're
where
saying.
It's, well, and where it's just like it's very ambiguous what the evil is.
Right.
So, as far as our list of five each.
Yeah, I'm curious what your. Well, I'm not super curious. Sorry, excuse me for a minute. There we go. I'm not really curious what your list is. Because I think I can nail it. Like, I was sitting at the dinner table, and I'm like, I know this one's on your list, you know? I can pretty much guess, but I think you'll be surprised by mine.
Yeah,
maybe
probably.
One or two.
Probably.
Yeah.
So, do you want to go first?
Oh, I can. So, I will go with the first one. It's 1987.
Okay.
Lost Boys.
Ooh, that is a good one.
It's probably one of the best vampire ones.
I do agree. Mm-hmm.
Better. I wouldn't say it's the best vampire.
There was
better.
Too much, like, swooning over hot boys
yes,
there in
is
that
some
movie for me to really find it interesting as a young kid.
Yes, young Sutherland in that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good movie.
It was really good. I like it. Again, it's, you know. off the beaten path a little bit. My lack of tough guys trying to fit in, new school, new area, and whoops, I'm going to fit in with a vampire.
I know our niece loves that movie.
Our niece, she's cut from the same cloth as I am. She just has a little more whoop than I do. So, but yeah, I know she loves that movie. But that's my first one. What's yours?
Well, to preface this, most of mine seem to have come from the Stephen King universe.
Yeah, that's where I'm not surprised. Not one bit.
So my first one was Maximum Overdrive. And as much as that's, well, I guess it may not be known or popular, but after a comet causes a radiation storm on Earth, machines come to life and start turning on humans.
See, that's where I get confused with Transformers.
Soda machines launch soda cans at people.
I thought it was because you liked the trucks.
Semi-trucks.
Yeah.
Driving trucks. Autonomously. A lawnmower kills a person.
Isn't that young Emilio Estevez in that one?
I
believe it is.
I don't know.
Googled it.
Possibly. I just clicked on a picture I thought it was a link.
No, just a picture. No, there's a Stephen King one on my list too. The thing I like about Stephen King is it's scary, but not.
Yeah. Well, and the way he tells a story is really well done, and they've managed to adapt it really well to movies. I can't recall, and I'm sure there is, but I can't recall a Stephen King movie that I haven't enjoyed.
Right. I really want to see the new Stand they have out.
The TV series, The Stand. Mm-hmm. That was one of my favorite shows.
I see it. I've never seen it.
I didn't include it on the list because it's...
I don't believe it was 1980s.
No.
I think it was the 90s.
90s. For TV stuff.
Well, my next one, and I'll go with my Stephen King love. And it's 1982's Young Kurt Russell again. Oh my gosh, I love him. Love you, Kurt Russell. The Thing.
The Thing. Great movie.
I like The Thing.
I was terrified by that movie as a kid.
It got me. It scared me. It did. But I love it. It's creepy. It's Stephen. It's got all the qualities of a good Stephen King. Mm-hmm.
That's the thing. You don't really know what it is. It's mystery. It's and then at the end, the bad guy or the good guys win. You know. Right.
And the thing about Stephen King, once you learn what his bad guys usually always are, you're like, oh. I know what it is.
Yeah. And, you know, Stephen King's, I think he's had plenty where the good guys don't always win. But,
yeah.
But in this regard, they, you know, they did.
Good Kurt Russell. I love him. All right. So what's your number two?
My number two, and as much as you want to argue the genre of movie, is Gremlins from 1984. And Christmas while movie. It takes place Christmas. During Christmas.
It's a Christmas movie.
It is still a horror movie.
Okay, it tried to be, yes. But I remember,
super scary horror movie.
No, but it was fun.
But a very influential horror movie.
Right, it was fun. And I remember we were having girls' night at Halloween time, and we're like, oh, someone has a copy of The Gremlins. And that was me, you know, because I'd wanted it a Black Friday, White Elephant Party. Gosh dang it, my brain.
Black Friday, White Elephant Party.
Ooh, let's do that next year. Anyways, White Elephant Party, I had this copy of Gremlins that we had never opened, never watched. And I was like, yeah, let's watch it for Halloween. We put it on and every single person in that room was like, this is a Christmas movie. What are we watching this at Halloween for? But no, I like Gremlins. It's a fun one. You know, about the cute, cuddly thing. You give it water and...
Only after midnight, though.
No, I can't have water.
I thought it was only after midnight. I couldn't have water after midnight.
Oh, maybe it was after midnight. And then all of a sudden they, multiply?
Yeah. I don't remember. Dude, this movie came out in 1984.
Well, it's like they lose hair. No, so what happens is...
Yeah.
Gizmo gets the water and, they lose hair and these hairballs turn into evil gremlins and the evil gremlins wreak havoc on the town and it's fun.
Yeah.
It's good fun.
It is.
I mean, there's a couple jump scares in there, you know, something pops out of the cupboard.
Yeah.
But no, I like that one.
The scene where he's driving the Barbie car though.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
Iconic.
I remember my sisters each had little gizmo dolls and you'd pull a string and it would sound like gizmo. It was awesome. All right. So my number three. How do I want to play this? Okay, I'm going to go for a fun, stupid one that my dad tormented me with as a kid. And we're talking Killer Clowns from Outer Space, 1988. I don't even remember the premise necessarily of the show other than they were alien clowns, right? And once they killed you, they wrapped you up in a cotton candy cocoon.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't, it was terrifying because it had clowns and aliens, two things that I was terrified of my whole life.
I think I could eat my way out of a cotton candy cocoon.
I know I could. Like, challenge accepted. Let's do this. But that one was creepy because not only were the clowns like clowns, but they were psychotic, evil looking clowns.
And like the makeup that they used in that movie, they were like hardcore, you know.
I would have loved to have been a makeup person on that.
Yeah.
I'd be like, yeah, let's do this. But no, that was crazy with their filed teeth and everything. Oh, yeah. Anyway, so that was a fun one.
So, my next movie, mm-hmm. and I never watched Killer Clowns from Outer Space as a kid.
Did you ever see it? Have you ever seen Killer Clowns officially?
I don't think I have.
We might have to have like a movie night and watch
it. I think
that.
It's always just been respectfully, I've never watched it because I know
it's stupid.
You didn't like it.
Well, it's as an adult, I think I'd watch it and go, really?
Gosh, you absolutely would.
I hid in a tent in my basement for like days after I watched it because it was so terrified the clowns were going to come get me and take me to outer space.
So, number three, 1988, gunned down by Detective Mike Norris. Dying murderer Charles Lee Ray uses black magic to transport his soul into the body of a doll. Child's Play.
Ooh, I didn't know that was the premise. Yep. I've never seen Child's Play.
Yep.
Never.
So then he becomes the tiny terror ginger that murders people with a butcher knife.
With a butcher knife. I never knew the premise, the setup for Child's Play. I just thought maybe it was like some voodoo curse or some...
Well, it's black magic, but it's the soul of a murderer that is...
Transported
into the body of a doll.
That's very interesting. Now I kind of want to watch it. I've never seen it. I've always been kind of like...
I've always enjoyed it.
I've never been into Chucky.
It's one of those like super creepy, you know, because it's just...
Is that why you're afraid of dolls?
No, my fear of dolls started long before that. I'm certain of that.
Just deep-seated fear.
And let's be accurate. It's more of just a discomfort of dolls. Like, it's not like I run away screaming. They're creepy. I don't like them.
No, I don't blame you. Some dolls are creepy.
Yeah.
Like you have that whole Annabelle series, you know, based on one doll.
Or the ones in my grandfather's basement that the eyes would just open and close randomly.
I think those dolls were awesome.
They were uncomfortable.
There's like some twisted story with the Raggedy Ann doll too that somebody told me once and I was like, I don't think that's right. You're just trying to scare me.
So Child's Play. It was a good movie. So
yeah. That went on forever and they kept continuing to make a whole series
out of it.
Yep. I remember the doll. My friend's brother had the doll and it was my buddy and me. I had the kid sister version, so all right, so my next one is the only one on my list that truly scared me even to my adult self to my core. Is 1982's Poltergeist
was I love cried. That movie still to this day.
No, I cried the first time I watched it. I think that's I was fine. 12 or 13. I cried.
And I still enjoy the movie though.
Oh.
It's that little old lady was creepy.
And little girl.
The little girl was less creepy than the little
old lady is terrifying. The psychic lady. Yes, that was terrifying, and it sticks with you. And still to this day, like, I'm so glad we don't have white noise on the white noise
on the television.
Yeah, that every time as a kid, if like we hit a channel with the white noise, I'd like hurry and change. Like, no, the demon's gonna get me. Yeah, I'm dropping my papers. We all know I'm a paper person. Sorry.
So, 1983.
Mm-hmm.
In this tale of a killer canine, best friend turns into his worst enemy when a sweet St. Bernard Cujo. So Cujo is one of my favorite movies.
I've never seen that one either.
I think any time there's a dog that urinates acid and kills people, it's a solid win, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah, I could see that.
So great movie. I can't read the cast right now because on my phone it's just a picture.
Fair enough.
The premise is that it's an evil dog. I want to say it's either supernatural or like some radio controlled thing. I can't.
Is it Stephen King?
It is Stephen King.
It's an alien.
Yeah, probably.
Sorry, it's an alien, or it's like some supernatural turtle with the alien. who transforms into anything you're scared of. Sorry, I love you, Stephen King. I do, but it's an alien. All right, so you want to know my last one?
Yeah.
Not scary, but it is classified in the horror films, so it is on here. And no, there's one part that did scare me as a kid, a couple parts. It's 1988's You Say It Once, You Say It Twice, You Say It Three Times, Beetlejuice.
I am surprised it's Beetlejuice.
Why? What did you think it was going to be?
The Evil Dead.
It was a close call.
So
Michael Keaton won out. I'm
Beetlejuice
sorry.
Beetlejuice is a great movie.
Tim Burton and Michael Keaton will always win out over everything else for me.
And I agree with that. They were a great duo.
That was just a great cast. Like all together. You got Catherine O'Hara, who is just freaking fabulous. I love her. You got young Alec Baldwin when he was great and not so sleazy and yucky. And Michael Keaton. And Winona Ryder. Was she not so cute?
She was.
I wanted to be like Winona Ryder for so long. Probably because she was dating Johnny Depp, but I wanted to be Winona Ryder. But no, there's not a single thing about that movie that I don't like. I mean, not one single second of that movie do I hate or dislike or even get tired of.
Yeah.
I love it.
So mine, I think, is probably, I don't know if it was a famous movie, a good movie. I just remember it was a scary movie when I was a kid, and I probably shouldn't have watched this movie as a kid, but,
I'm sure there was a lot of those.
There were probably a lot of movies I shouldn't have watched as a kid. The movie's called Dead Calm from 1989.
Never seen that. Never even heard of it.
It had Nicole Kidman, Sam Neill, and,
good cast.
Billy Zane.
Ooh, good cast.
And Billy Zane is like stranded at sea or something, and they come across him. And his ship is,
you know, he the creepy one? Because he's a perfect creepy guy.
Yeah, he is. And,
perfect.
He ends up, like, taking over their boat. And I think he, like, ties Nicole Kidman up. He maybe kills Sam Neill. But it's, like, it's a really, like, terrifying premise of being stuck on a boat. And
that sounds scary.
Having somebody, like, basically just hijack your whole life.
Yeah, that's scary. I don't think I would watch that movie.
No. And obviously, I didn't watch it a lot. I watched it once, and
that was enough.
Yeah,
it left its mark.
But yeah, it was a good movie. I mean, I enjoyed it. It left a lasting impression on me for sure.
There's some of those movies like Poltergeist with me. I just still to this day, nope, can't do it. I don't think I could watch it.
Yeah,
but yeah, I don't know. There's something about 80s horror movies. I think they were either really scary or they were just campy. I mean, because you've got like Friday the 13th came out. And then what else was it? There was like Friday the 13th. There's Nightmare on Elm Street. I finally watched the original Friday the 13th, and it's creepy. It's a good slasher flick, right?
Yeah.
But I don't know. Nightmare on Elm Street, I never got into. I don't know. The whole, probably I was kept away from it for a reason.
You probably were.
I was probably steered. Like you won't let me watch, what is it, The Ring? And there's a couple others that you're like,
we should watch that
now
that you're like...
Not living alone in a foreign country.
Yeah, we should watch that because that was a good movie.
Yeah, I just remember you calling me from Iraq, do not watch this movie. Okay.
I'm just trying to help you out.
Right? No, but that's the thing with horror movies. I let my imagination go wild. I could write a good horror movie because the things that can go on in my head are just...
Yeah.
Out there. But anyways, I've got some fun little trivia facts for you.
Okay. I do have one honorable mention.
Ooh, yeah. Oh, I've got a couple honorable mentions too.
So just for that, speaking of campy movies, The Evil Dead is probably, I'd have
the
to
say. The worst flop
the, but
success.
But it is such a good movie. I've watched that movie so many times in my life.
I think it's like a classic. You have to watch it at least once every Halloween. And they really were trying to make it serious in the beginning, and
it was terrible.
I know. I ask my kids how many times I will say, Dead by Dawn, Dead by Dawn. You know, freaking out. But no, that's a good one. Bruce Campbell.
Shop S-Mart. Love that movie, man.
Oh my gosh.
I could sit and quote that movie all day long.
That's a very... very like cult.
Yeah, absolutely. Like that movie. And Army of Darkness and all of them. So
they're great. Ash, I love Ash. My honorable mentions were The Shining.
Good movie.
1980, you know, Stephen King, Jack Nicholson, great combo. Fright Night, 1985. I have to say, I do like the original, but the remake so much better.
Was a whole lot better.
So much better.
Yeah.
David Tennant, Anton Yelchin, you know.
It was very well done.
But still, you got to watch the original to appreciate the new one.
Yeah.
And then I guess I said Friday the 13th. I liked Friday the 13th because I didn't realize that you don't really see Jason.
No, not really.
No.
He's
not the killer.
Well.
Not in that one.
No, I know. I'm just saying, like, it's.
I liked the idea of it, though.
Yeah.
As a mom, I can get behind that. Just saying. I get that. But so I've got a list of some famous faces that have either first appeared in a horror movie.
Yeah.
Or young people, you know, that are super famous now appearing in really bad 1980s horror movies.
Well, let's hear it.
So Tom Hanks actually got his silver screen debut in, they called it a Halloween knockoff. I've never even heard of this movie. It was 1980. He Knows You're Alone.
Hmm.
So, yeah, I've never seen it, but I know he plays a young college kid in it.
We might need to see it.
I know. Sounds kind of interesting. Halloween knockoff. I'm all for it. Kevin Bacon, can you guess which 1980s movie he was in? Not Footloose. That wasn't horror.
No, it wasn't the one where he goes invisible.
No.
That was later.
Yeah.
I don't know. What movie?
Friday the 13th? Yep.
Huh.
Yeah. And then Johnny Depp, can you guess which one he's in? This one's pretty easy. I mean,
all I can think of is Crybaby. I just can't.
Great movie.
I just can't think of anything else.
So it was Nightmare on Elm Street.
Interesting.
Yep, he was one of the ones. And then Crispin Glover also made an appearance in a Friday the 13th, but he was in the final chapter in 1984.
Okay.
Which was not the final chapter.
No, just clearly not.
No, they keep going. Jennifer Connelly.
Mm-hmm.
She was the little girl in Creepers in 1985.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was kind of a fun one. George Clooney. He was in Return to Horror High in 1987. And then this one that just makes me laugh because I totally remember him in this movie. Killer Tomatoes.
Yes. I do remember that movie.
Horrible. I don't think that was a horror movie. It was a horrible movie. And then Brad Pitt was in Cutting Class in 1989.
I've never seen that.
Either way. I haven't heard of it. So, I mean, I've heard of Creepers and Nightmare on Elm Street and Friday the 13th, but that's kind of it.
Yeah.
I know. There's seriously, the list for horror movies in the 80s is endless.
Extensive.
Like, I don't know. What was our deal in the 80s with horror?
Well,
I don't know.
I mean, I think like with every movie that we've, or every genre we've talked about, it's the 80s were kind of a pioneering time for movies. Technology was good. And for the time, of course, technology was good. And they kind of had a freedom of, voice.
I think a lot, like what we saw with the comedies and stuff, they were pushing.
Yeah.
Always pushing the envelope, seeing how far they could push it. Like, how many pairs of boobs can we show now?
Yeah.
How many sorority girls can we show in their underwear? No. But it's true. They were always trying to push it and see how far they could take things and how scary they could go. Because it was definitely a change from Rosemary's Baby to these movies.
Oh, yeah.
It was a big jump. I mean,
well, I wonder how much of it was contributed, or how much of it was allowed by the censorship bureaus. And like, if there was a certain point where they said, okay, we can allow this much, you know. Because you think now, like, the movies that were PG-13
mm-hmm.
back then would be rated like NC-17 in some cases, you know.
For sure. Like Revenge of the Nerds, is that one's high up there. But
and so I wonder how much of it was just like they were pushing the edge, and then the movie industry responded with like, oh, okay, that's too far.
Yeah,
you know,
too much blood, too much gore.
But hadn't had to up to that point because there was, I mean, I remember watching movies where a PG-13 movie, you know, it could have like this many scenes with breasts, and it could have every word except for this. And it, you know, it was like, there was so many check boxes you had for those movies.
Oh yeah.
Now it's if somebody, you know, gives somebody a hostile look, it's not PG, you know?
I know. No kidding. I know. Oh, I have to mention, speaking of, cause we're always saying boobs, but 1986 I think it was 1986. Jeff Goldblum, The Fly.
Yes.
Seeing his naked butt was life-changing. Just saying.
That's awesome.
I love it. That's in one of my also honorable mentions. But again, yep, pushing the envelope, pushing the thought process. I think a lot of horror movies kind of are based off of social issues going on in the world. Like, I know we had Day of the Dead in the 80s.
Yeah.
So it was kind of the conclusion or continuation on Dawn of the Dead. And
Romero?
Yeah, George Romero's zombie movies. And that, I know, was very much socially fired. Like, it was based on social people, like, cues and whatnot. But, sorry, I'm getting yelled at for moving.
No,
it's no, just... No, I'm just kidding. I'm not getting yelled at.
The table.
But no, so I guess, like, I don't know, what would Michael Myers represent?
I don't know. I think there was a lot of, I don't know, it's...
I mean, I definitely, if you watch the 80s horror movies, like the slasher ones, and you follow the rules, you don't have sex, you don't get drunk, and you don't be alone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, keep those three and you're good.
Yeah, absolutely.
And those rules, follow the rules. There are rules to these horror movies.
All right. Well, I think that's going to wrap us up for today.
Yes.
And I... thank you for listening to our podcast and season thus far. We are next week going to be talking about kind of the worst movies in the 80s and really bad, like poorly rated movies that both we've watched and probably some that I'd say we probably haven't watched, but we're just taking expert opinion on.
I think our list should be ones that we have seen, so we can at least give you our opinion on the worst. And then we'll give you what internets say is the worst movies.
So yeah, Howard that'll be up like next Wednesday, like always.
Yes, and, it will.
Thanks for listening. And
Go find your Yeti.
Yep. If you'd like to hear more of our episodes, please check out our website at whiskeyandcharlie.com. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. If you'd like to hear us speak about a certain topic or subject, please feel free to contact us through our website, and you can look forward to hearing new episodes Mondays and Thursdays. Thank you. Hey everyone, remember that Whiskey and I are not medical professionals. We're not aiming to offer you any medical advice. We're here to entertain, and if you do need any medical help, please seek it out from a medical professional. Thank you, and go find your Yeti.